Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Somebody has a birthday today. Who would that be? Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, but it's not my birthday. Bill Treasure is our guest. Hey, Bill, is it your birthday?
Man, it's my birthday, and you played me some personal bump music by the Beatles. How cool is that?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's a great way to spend a birthday, is to start my day with you.
There you go. Well, happy birthday. I hope you have 150 more. Actually, I'm not sure I want to wish that on anybody. Somebody was talking about living to be 100 on a regular basis, you know, that becoming the norm. And I said, I don't think I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100. I'm afraid I don't want to see that.
Well, there's that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasure, folks, has been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 15 years. He's the author of many books, including Courage Goes to Work, including his Leaders Open Doors, and many others. Another new one coming out pretty soon. It's all about leadership. We're talking about what you call the five anchor points of timeless leadership. And the first one was self-leadership. The second one was core values. What are the thirds? What's the third one? Oh, you were going to quote somebody when we went to the break.
Well, yeah, I was going to quote somebody. So, and we were landing on that idea of core values. So I was just going to talk about a little bit about John Wooden, that he talks about the idea of emotional
balance.
The great coach,
John Wooden.
Yeah, exactly. And he talks that, you know, that part of self-leadership is self-discipline and emotional balance. That being self-regulated with your emotions and knowing how to calm yourself down and knowing when to key yourself up and knowing being aware of when you're triggered and when you're operating out of emotional imbalance or when you're emotionally inebriated, and bringing yourself back to emotional sobriety so that you don't blame your lack of emotional control on abusive behavior to the people around you.
Right.
Using your emotions, having leadership over your emotions, which I think is part of self-leadership.
Right. All right. What's next?
So this one you won't be surprised by, but leadership takes courage. Because it takes doing the uncomfortable things. Leadership is not for status quo. It's about creating the future, and that means you're going to have to help shepherd a group of people from their current level of comfort, even if it's a dissatisfying level of comfort, but you're going to have to move them through the valley of discomfort to realize the vision of a better place that you're taking them to. And that's the hard thing to do. It's like moving a group of people from point A to point B. Even if point B is a better place, it means they have to release from the known of the they know how to navigate point A. So your job as a leader is to have courage and do uncomfortable things as you bring discomfort to others. A leader's job is to make people uncomfortable, not in a punitive and fear-inspiring way, but in a way that helps them grow, and that takes courage to do.
You know, one of my Brain Trust members, Lynn Morella, wrote a book called In Search of Ethics, and in his book he defines ethics as devotion to the unenforceable.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful? And when I think of people having courage, I think of them performing the unenforceable, doing the unpopular, the unenforceable, doing the right thing when you don't have to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, it's doing the right thing when nobody's looking, right?
Yep. So
it's like
yep.
Because it's yep. the right thing, and you know, it means taking a stand, even if that means sometimes standing alone.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's a hard thing to do, but part of your job as a leader is to, first of all, apply your own courage, and then, secondly, to activate the courage within others so that they do uncomfortable things, too. So leadership takes courage. As you know, I write about courage and talk about courage, and it's the first virtue. Aristotle said it was the first virtue because it makes all the other virtues possible.
Exactly right. All right, what's next?
That you'll do best when you're doing it for others. That leadership is not about the leader. It's about those being led.
So servant leadership.
Absolutely. Leadership needs to have a servant leadership focus. It's not about your sharp elbows of ambition.
Or your ego.
It's about a certain degree of selflessness. It's about not being selfish. It's about doing things on behalf of others. So I told you that I had the good fortune of being able to speak to a number of Navy SEALs recently. One of the SEALs that we spoke to is Mark Devine, the founder of SEALFIT. And he also wrote a book called The Way of the SEAL. That does it's very,
right.
Very popular book. But the day we talked to him, he couldn't start his interview. And I'm writing a book with John Havlick, Captain John Havlick, a retired SEAL. John was actually with him at his house. But he couldn't start the interview because Mark Devine needed to finish his burpees. He wasn't doing his burpees for himself. He's raising money for Wounded Warriors. So, when you're doing something in the service of others, it becomes a priority. And it makes the burden of doing it
And folks,
easier.
If you don't know what a burpee is, look it up on Google. What's number five?
Yeah, the number five is you need to invest in yourself and your own development. So you as a leader need to make sure that you are constantly sharpening your saw. So I'll give you an example. A mutual friend of ours is John Izzo. He's an author.
Quickly.
He's written a number of good guy. I flew up to Vancouver just a few weeks ago just to see him and learn from him.
Wow.
That was an investment in myself.
Investment in yourself. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate
Bill,
it.
BillTreasurer.com, folks, is the website. You can find him for all the things he does for other people. We'll have him back another day. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.